Come list all ye collies and doxies so dear, you shall hearten to the tale of the bold mariner that took ship out of Holyhead and drove her so hard. Past Bardsey, Perthwelly, Portmaddock and Fishguard. Past Bardsey, Perthwelly, Portmaddock and Fishguard. And on he sailed. Then he dropped out of Fishguard on a calm summer's day. Past Strumble, St. David's, and across St. Bride's Bay. Circumnavigating Scomer, that island around. With the heart of a lion, he threaded Jack Sound. With the heart of a lion, he threaded Jack Sound, and on he sailed. Then from out the main ocean there rolled a great cloud, so he clawed into Milford Haven by the fog blast so loud, until he dropped anchor in a deep wooded bay, where all night with old sleep and quiet sadness he lay, where all night with old sleep and quiet sadness he lay, and on he sailed. Next morning was a doldrum, and he whistled for a breeze, which came from the nor-nor-west across the high seas. In passing St. Govan's lightship he gave them good night, but before it was morning he raised Lundy Light. Before it was morning he raised Lundy Light, and on he sailed. Then he tossed for 12 hours in that horrible place, which is known to the mariner as the Great White Horse Race, till with a slant about 3 bells, or maybe near 4, he saw white water breaking upon Appledore. He saw white water breaking upon Appledore, and on he sailed. The pirates of Appledore, the wines of Instow, but a nose is for Biddeford with the tide at the flow. Rattle anchor, batten hatches, and falls all I curled. The long bridge of Biddeford is the end of the world. The long bridge of Biddeford is the end of the world. And on he sailed. So list all ye cullies and doxies so dear. You have heartened to the tale of the bold mariner that took ship out of Holyhead and drove her so hard. Past Bardsey, Perthwelly, Portmaddock and Fishguard. Past Bardsey, Perthwelly, Portmaddock and Fishguard. And on he sailed.